Bickley and Marotta. Bickley and Marotta Mornings. Arizona Sports. The local sports leader. Bickley Blast.
There are days when you just kind of feel like a loser. You ever have those days? Like maybe today? It's bad enough watching our conquerors in Denver playing basketball in the Western Conference Finals. It's even worse having to watch LeBron and ESPN's grotesque fixation with the Lakers. And it's mildly annoying for the Spurs to get the number one pick in a year where there's no debate, no argument, no DeAndre Ayton ready to muddle your dreams. But the moving vans are likely coming for our NHL franchise, folks. Last night, the team lost an election for a new arena in Tempe, but it's the hockey fans in Arizona who are the real losers, and I feel bad for them because they've been unflinchingly loyal, and I know this market would support a conveniently located NHL team. I've seen it with my own eyes. I feel terrible for Shane Doan, who sacrificed his entire career to this market and now must wonder if his legacy will travel to another city. And unless there's a Hail Mary from someone or someplace, I feel terrible for the rest of us, a region that is about to lose its big league status, one of 13 regions with franchises in all four major professional sports. Now, Atlanta has twice lost a hockey team, but they've won championships in baseball and college football. Seattle lost a basketball team, but they've won a Super Bowl, added an NHL franchise, a soccer team, and will soon be a four-sport town all over again. And guess what? We won't. And even if you don't like hockey, that is going to hurt. At least it will with me.